For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. China has held a large-scale rehearsal for the September 3rd military parade in Tiananmen Square and along Chang'an Avenue in Beijing. More than 10,000 servicemen and servicewomen, roughly 500 military vehicles, and nearly 200 aircraft participated in the rehearsal. All formations, including foreign troops and World War II veterans, were present, while about 35,000 guests observed the parade. The upcoming parade will commemorate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II and China's victory in its war of resistance against Japanese invasion. China set goals for more coordinated Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei regional development over the next 15 years. An official document says the effort will be realized through transferring non-essential capital region functions of Beijing to neighboring areas. By 2017, major breakthroughs will be achieved in the integration of transportation networks, protection of the environment, and the upgrading of industry region-wide. The medium-term target of the strategy is, by 2020, to control the permanent population of Beijing within 23 million people and to relieve Beijing's urban illnesses such as air pollution and congestion. Spanish competitor Miguel Angel Lopez has dashed China's hopes of winning its first IAAF World Championship title in the men's 20-kilometer race walking event. Lopez beat a powerful Chinese trio here in Beijing to emerge victorious at the landmark Bird's Nest Stadium with a time of 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 14 seconds, a personal best for him. China pinned high hopes in this event, where 2012 London Olympic winner Chen Ding, London bronze medalist Wang Jian, and fourth place finisher Tsai Zilin joined forces. Wang, having received two warnings, crossed the finish line 15 seconds behind Lopez. Tsai was fifth, while Chen had a disappointing ninth place finish. There are now 123 deaths linked to the warehouse explosion in Tianjin. Two more sets of remains have been recovered. All of the victims have been identified thanks to DNA profiling. 70 firefighters are among the dead, along with 7 policemen. 50 people are missing. That includes another 34 firefighters and 4 more police officers. 624 people remain in hospital being treated for their various injuries, including 44 who suffered serious or critical injuries. 169 people have been discharged from hospital so far. Britain has officially reopened its embassy in Iran's capital, Tehran, 4 years after it was closed. A reopening ceremony was conducted by British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, who arrived in Tehran on Sunday. Iran is also set to reopen its embassy in the UK on Sunday in London. In November 2011, a group of angry Iranian students stormed the British embassy in Tehran over Britain's nuclear-related sanctions against the country. Britain shut down its embassy in Tehran and asked Iran to close its embassy in London. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas resigned as leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Executive Committee on Saturday ahead of new internal elections. More than half of the 18-member committee also stepped down along with Abbas. The resignations were submitted during a PLO Executive Committee meeting held in Ramallah and chaired by Abbas. According to the law, the Speaker of the Palestinian National Council has to call for an emergency meeting of the PNC to elect a new committee after the resignations. An Indian representative said late on Saturday night that Pakistan's decision to call off talks regarding national security with India was unfortunate. A spokesman for India's External Affairs Ministry added that India did not set any preconditions when expressing his country's disappointment over the developments. He also urged Pakistan to respect the spirit of previous agreements that have been made with India. Pakistan reportedly called off the talks after India insisted that no meeting was held between Pakistani officials and separatists in Indian-controlled Kashmir during the talks. India has also detained some Kashmiri leaders who had flown to New Delhi to meet Pakistan's top security advisor. South Korea and North Korea have agreed to resume ongoing high-level emergency contact. The sides took a break after 10 hours of talks, but will resume discussions at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Senior officials from each side met in the peace village of Panmunjom on Saturday evening and discussed ways of resolving recent issues that have created considerable tension between the two Korean governments. They finally agreed to take a break at a little after 4 o'clock this morning. Top military aides to the leaders of the two Koreas attended the closed-door meeting, along with high-ranking officials in charge of inter-Korean relations. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.